Good evening and welcome to Flesh Wound Features. I am Daniel Shine. That's Todd Loya.
What's up?
And that is Pug Stred.
You know you're pointing and people can't really see you pointing, so you just... Oh, Dan. Okay, sorry. I'm already starting this off.
I'm going to point every time now, you son of a bitch. So anyways, we're here tonight to... I didn't even give him a snark.
He's pointing at the screen. That's what's funny. You know he's pointing at us on the screen.
Point, fuck you. So anyways, God, I'm glad I'm not quarantined with Todd. Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
So we're...
It kind of feels like we are, though. We're together way too much.
But, like, yeah, dude, you would totally have strangled Dan, like, at least 10 times.
I am very today. Pleasant to be around. I am very...
I almost did when he was here last time, so it's all right.
You've had worse house guests, I'm sure. I was really good. But anyways, I keep everybody amused. You would... anybody listening would love to be quarantined.
At you, not with you.
Get to see this beautiful hat, this awesome beard. You know, I can like kill things if society collapses. It's all good.
Yeah, you can be the one that gets pushed out first again.
I have a plan. And it factors into...
Well, why don't you save your plan?
Collapse plan, because I actually got one. I'm not being funny. All right. So anyways, we're here tonight to talk about a brand new film called Songbird from director Adam Mason. And this is currently on premium VOD. And in the terrifying thriller Songbird, the COVID-23 virus has mutated and the world is in its fourth year of lockdown. Infected Americans are ripped from their homes and forced into quarantine camps known as Q zones, from which there's no escape, as a few brave souls fight back against the forces of oppression. All right. So this one from Todd's favorite, Michael Bay of Platinum Dunes.
It's not from him. His production company did it. So
he's one of many. Yeah, I know this one. But this one's unique because it was shot and completed during the pandemic. Not the first film to do that.
But they're trying to push it as the first film, but we all know Corona Zombies beat them by like 8 months. Get him, Charlie.
You tell Bay to suck it, band. You're way better.
That's right.
The producers, they also did A Quiet Place, right?
I think so.
Yeah, yes, they did, because I didn't like that movie.
It's because it's also Platinum Dunes, because it says from Michael Bay, producer of The Purge and The Quiet Place.
I didn't like The Purges either. Let's see how this one fares.
Well, before I'll tag you in first, Pugs, because I can tell you have a very strong view of it. But I want to ask a question first. Todd, are you mad at Richard Jewell dipping in your honeypot?
We'll save that, but I'm mad, but not for that reason. I thought we were going to get some true detective action.
Oh, my God.
Well, Pugs, what did you think of Songbird?
Well, for some people, this is going to deliver the same message as The Purge, which is the wrong message, because I was on the government side most of the time. I may be alone here, but like, finally, they're taking some fucking assholes down. But let's get to the movie. Not that bad. I'm shocked because I don't like a lot of the Platinum Dune stuff. I didn't like The Purge, and I didn't like A Quiet Place. I think that movie's overrated. I like this one way more. Maybe it's because we're actually kind of living it. But yeah, everyone I thought was cool. It's a very cool ensemble cast. I love seeing Demi Moore. She still looks good for being a granny. Like, right on for you. The main guy, I was shocked. He was not great, but I was expecting him to be a dud, kind of like that Taylor Kitsch dude. But yeah, he's a talented Taylor Kitsch, so more from him. And it's always nice to see Todd's future ex-wife on screen. Very, very pleasant.
And I can't believe I didn't even know that when we got into this. I was excited.
Yeah, and Richard Jewell is probably my favorite thing about this. I think that part of the movie is the most interesting, having to deal with not to spoil anything, but like almost a stalker situation in a pandemic, and like you're a famous cam girl person having to deal with this bullshit. I want a movie just on that. But this movie, I think it's worth your money and your time. So I'd say check it out.
Stalkers probably get more desperate, I would imagine, right now, because you don't have as many places to follow.
What do they got to lose? Now, with my recommendation, though, like, grain of salt.
I thought you were going to, like, say how you go about stalking someone. I was like, okay, cool.
I can't use that evidence against me, man.
At the very least, that would have to be Patreon exclusive.
Yeah.
And then,
but if you want to know what I would do to her,
join for at least a week.
Uh-oh. If I did it, are we doing the OJ
round? If I did it. She got juiced.
Speaking of getting juiced, okay. I totally lost myself because I was thinking of Alexandra Daddario, so now I'm fucking confused.
I'll tag in if you want me to.
No, that's fine. I went in not expecting much, and I wasn't sure if it was my love of her like clouded my view, but I was thoroughly entertained the whole time. I was kind of unsure, but I'm with you. I kind of agreed with the guy. So I know Dan's like, oh yeah, that's right. Dan's starting a militia up. I forget.
We're probably in the minority, Todd, but
I know.
I just like a stronghold on stupid people, but whatever. Yeah. If I can get that nihilist job, I would totally do it. Fuck these people.
Yeah. They say common sense is not a gift. It's a nightmare because you have to deal with everyone else who doesn't have it.
Perfect.
But yeah, I would. Oh shit! It kind of was like a violentless purge, I guess, like concept wise. But yeah, I thought, you know, the cast of characters you mentioned, the ensemble was all good. Yeah, I do have a little heat with Bradley Whitford, but other than that, I thought we were going to get to see some magnificence on this one. God damn it, I'm way too pervin' out for normal. she's a very attractive young lady. I'll just do that and throw it to Dan before I say anything worse.
Okay. So this
she's into bigger dudes, though. Fuck yeah. Come on.
This one was more interesting than I expected. Again, how much Bay really had to do with it, I don't know. Because it's funny. Maybe it was a little more entertaining because it didn't, well, they probably couldn't go the routes of massive explosions and, you know, it just,
but again, see, you're getting stuck on the Michael Bay thing. It was his company that did it. That's like, no, saying,
that's a big stain, but, though. That comes with it.
But not gravitas. It's not as typical, you thankfully know, even from his company. But anyways, yeah.
And I shit on Michael Bay, but I do like his early work. I can't take that away from him.
The Island was good. Yeah, he's The Rock. No. Sure.
Yes.
The Rock was good.
The Rock.
I'll still because they may be spectacles. They're not. They're entertaining, but yeah, it's still.
Yeah.
It's not Paul W.S. Anderson bad, though.
But this one, the characters were likable. I thought the lead was likable. You gave a good example of someone they could have put in there that was really generic.
Taylor Swift still gets employed. It makes no sense.
He's got something on someone. But yeah, Bradley Whitford does a fairly good job of being creepy.
He's been an asshole since Revenge of the Nerds 2. That's his bread and butter.
He's kind of a different kind of asshole in this one.
Nihilist.
You know what was ironic about this movie, though, in a weird way? I mean, because it's a Hollywood movie, and I don't want to say the Hollywood types, but they kind of are the villains in it. That was unusual to me, but I guess they shot this earlier in the pandemic, so. Because I was like, I would just think it would be like a militia.
I want to say Hollywood was a villain in it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Either. Hollywood types is what I'm saying. Like,
so you're just saying rich white crowd. People? Just say rich white people then.
The lockdown crowd. You know what I mean? Like, it was weird. But of course, again, this was completed, I guess.
Why are they Hollywood people? I don't.
I mean, they're like living in the Hollywood Hills. Is that maybe Maybe that.
Yeah.
But like, they're movie stars and rich hoity-toity. I mean, they are, but they weren't.
Yeah. But I'm saying, you would expect the villain to be like a militia type. I mean, being a Hollywood movie.
You may have been. That's just because you wanted your people to show up.
It's not a red hats.
Big fail. I love Peter Stormare. That guy is an icon at this point. They had a big fail not having him ominously eat chicken wings in a restaurant while having people killed. I'm just going to say that. That should have happened.
But, okay.
But he went all, Blue Velvet. So that was cool.
He did. Oh, Stormare. Yeah. There's like levels of Stormare at this point. But no, it was fun. I mean, it's basically a guy trying to rescue his girlfriend. That's, pretty typical stuff. No big shocks.
That's the main story. But I think the side stories were way more interesting than this dude. Yeah. Again, better Taylor Kitsch. Yeah. Although Taylor, whatever that guy's name, he was great as David Koresh, but that's not hard to do.
He just seemed to like embody that. Like he just, I don't know, it was just in his nature to be Koresh. Mm-hmm. Because you're right, he's just always generic pretty much in everything.
Yeah, hire this guy instead.
Yeah, I know Todd's blood started to boil on a certain scene, but didn't quite get there, did it?
Pink wig, oh my goodness.
All right, well, do we have anything more before we jump into spoilers?
No, I was just worried because it's 2020. I was like, we're going to probably see Brad Whitford's balls before we see Denar.
And then he was disappointed like we were for the other thing.
But anyways. Yeah,
I don't know why Dan thinks being woke means he gets to see guys' balls. I really don't get that.
Yeah, they don't want to see that shit either.
It's 2020.
If this was a slapstick comedy, that'd be totally different. But I don't see guys hanging brains in your typical suspense film.
2020, we bring the brains.
Not even stretch it out for a bat wing since that might have been how it started.
Let's get into spoilers.
Let's rate it.
Yes. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars.
I like that. Yes.
Tonight's Flesh Wound Features is brought to you by Bradley Whitford's balls. So 0 to 5. I'll go ahead and it's nothing spectacular, but I have no like major complaints. It entertained me. It's probably a one-time watch though, so I give it a 3.
I co-sign everything you said, and I'm also giving it a 3. It would have got a 2.5, but Richard Stingray Jewel and Todd's lady saved the movie for me. It's not boring at all. Just it's not like there's nothing special. So,
and Todd.
I gotta give it a 3.5, and you know why.
Oh, totally cool.
But we should mention that, yeah, this is not horror. I know this isn't flesh and horror, but we just want to make sure. Yeah, so our ratings are a little bit different than, yeah.
Yeah. It's fringe because like there's horror elements in it, but yeah, it's not for the horror crowd. I think
it's kind of like Carriers, which isn't really a horror film, but it's pretty close.
I think Contagion is more of a horror film than this one.
Yeah, I don't think this one was ever frightening to me, but you know,
well, it's a God damn it, go ahead, Dan. Bugs already stopped, and then let me go. It's a suspense film, and that's even what it's listed under. So,
yeah.
Although, if you take what I want, that would be more of a horror film. The cam girl stuck in quarantine with the fucking crazy dude, with two crazy dudes going after her.
I have a pitch for an ending, but I'm not going to do it until spoilers.
Well, on that note,
yes, spoiler time, guys. You don't want this spoiled. It's brand new. So pick up where you left off later. Yes. All right. You've been warned. So I would have ended it at the end there where you just see like Richard Jewell walking around, and all of a sudden you see her like in a cage crying.
I approve. I was gonna get mad at Dan for fantasy booking as usual, but he wouldn't be over.
Ben, horror movie.
I'm disappointed she didn't.
No. I'm gonna stop there. Then it's a romantic drama.
Sing for me, Songbird.
Yeah, sing American Pie again.
He's just flapping his brains at her. Yeah, there you go.
I did feel bad when the grandmother died, or the aunt, whatever the hell she was. Mm-hmm. But like when she wasn't, when the main love interest, I forgot their names. Honestly, it wasn't that important. But when she was not like coughing like she was or feeling sick, I'm like, this bitch is probably immune.
Yeah.
Damn, she's immune. So that sucks that, you know, they had to go through all that bullshit. Oh, we didn't even mention Craig Robinson. He was funny.
Oh, no. And he had I meant to do that earlier. Yeah.
And he had a good turnaround because he felt like an asshole for doing his boy dirty, which he should have.
Damn.
Yeah, but I like the UV cleaning thing. If we can make that real, that'd be totally cool. Because I ordered one for my phone, and it still hasn't come yet.
Yeah, my
Dan cannot use that in his house. It would be a nightmare.
It looks like this shit over here.
That's fucked up.
It's gonna look like a fucking murder scene. God damn. I wasn't talking about your phone.
That's a black light, isn't it? That does the jizz.
It is, but it's similar. You get where it's going.
Yeah.
I guess it could burn the evidence away, Dan. You may want it after all.
How do I point it?
With your finger.
Burning the evidence.
All right. Do you have any more spoilers, Dan? Is that better?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I think that there were a few things that they could have done, but I think this wrapped a while ago, so it couldn't really take advantage of certain things. I was surprised, like, quite frankly. Like I said, the villains, for one thing.
Oh, that's right.
Like, making the villains the ones that are keeping you in the houses, which is weird coming from Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Hollywood is not keeping us in our house.
I don't understand what your thought process is.
You're in an area where it's more lockdown, which is good. I'm not criticizing that. But you know what I mean? Like, they were kind of villains.
Hollywood? Are you talking like maybe like news people that are scared?
I don't understand.
The heroes are the ones that are trying to get out of quarantine in this movie, which is a little unusual. I don't know why you don't follow me.
This is a stupid point. That's why, Dan, but like, you're entitled to it.
But so, no, because your point is, I'm surprised that's where we get thrown off at.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised being a Hollywood movie.
Okay, you're surprised.
I
understand you, like, the main characters are trying to get out of quarantine, and that's weird because quarantine's supposed to be the safe place, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Taking place,
but in again, though, Hollywood's not the villain in that scenario. It's still the government.
Yeah.
Well, the local government. Yeah, they don't really explain too much.
This isn't just our local mayor. This is like nationwide, Dan.
I am so.
And also, it's been around for 4 years. At that point, I would hope everyone would come the fucking together. But
he's gonna make me go cross-eyed. So I'm just gonna say
2024. We would all just there would just be like an orange.
We're done with spoilers. We're done with spoilers. Yes.
I'm good.
Yes.
And we know the first house I'm stopping by if we are in purge mode now.
And where's that pink motel?
Funny side. Well, I'll tell you guys that after the year.
If you didn't listen to spoilers, please.
Well,
do.
No, it's about an upcoming movie that we're going to be talking about, and that motel actually appears in that also, which is kind of funny.
Oh yeah, yeah. We
well, yeah. I don't want to say
that what. Right.
Well, okay. So sorry.
That's cool.
Do we have anything, Dan? What do you got? Any final thoughts?
Yes. Like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube, guys. We really appreciate it. It really helps the channel. FleshwoundFeatures.com, and Pugs, send us home.
And we are on Patreon, so if you'd be so kind to check that out. Starts just at a buck, and you get early access and exclusive content, and most importantly, uncensored, so you can hear us unfiltered. So please and thank you, and follow us across all the social media bullshits, run all them. So yeah, come stalk us. And everyone, say good night.
Good night. Look out to Daria.
Good night.
And Richard Stingray Jewel always has your sticks.